Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
During our Ash Wednesday service, you heard the echo of those words first spoken in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. When Adam fell into sin, he not only put himself under attack, he brought all of humanity, every one of us, into that same fate. Adam's destiny is death. Adam's destiny is death. And because your life is so bound up with his, you are walking on the trail that he blazed. Sin is never static. It has a life of its own. We see this in Genesis as Eve is seduced into unbelief by the serpent. And Adam, her husband, well, he should have been the guardian for her. And he's drawn with her to defy the Creator's word. He too ate of the tree of which God warned him that in the day that you eat it, you will surely die. So the curse descended from Adam and Eve into their children. Cain slaughtered Abel. Well, that's pretty much evident of what's going on. The scriptures clearly testify that sin came into the world through this one man, Adam. And because of his trespass, death reigned through him. But you know, death is not natural. It's not natural for us. God created us not to die, but to live with him, to have life with him. Death, of course, is the result of sin. And where there is sin, there is God's wrath. Adam's sin brought each of us and the entire world, everyone, a death sentence. Such a death is not simply the last biological event in our life. It is a shadow. You see, it's a shadow that's cast itself over every step of our journey from cradle to grave. Sin is devastating. Its corruption is ever on the move, enslaving Adam and all of his natural-born children in a prison from which no inmate can escape. We confess in our liturgy that we are by nature sinful and unclean. Before we confessed it, God revealed it in Holy Scriptures. As David confessed, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother did conceive me." The heart itself is desperately evil, wicked above all things, says the prophet Jeremiah. And Jesus himself declares that the heart is a cesspool of which bubbles hatred, lies, adultery, and all the other toxic symptoms of our inherited sin. We sin in thought, word, and deed because, well, we're sinners. That's why we do it. That is our death-bound destiny received from Adam. God's image given in creation is shattered, is blown apart, and we live not only in a dark world, but also in the darkness of our soul that we could never, ever find our way back to our Father's house. We are all too familiar with Adam's destiny, not only from the scriptures, but also from life in this world. He was born and he died. That's not only a biblical reframe, it is the truth about each one of us. We were born and we die. That's it. But the apostle Paul now testifies to another destiny. You know, we have two destinies. To another destiny, not of trespass and wrath, but of and death, but of righteousness, of grace, and of life. It is the destiny of the one man, Christ Jesus. Remember how the Apostle Paul puts it in our text. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through the one man's trespass, much more have the grace of the God and the free gift of grace that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. You see, this Jesus is the second Adam, but he is also very different from the first Adam. The contrast between these two men could not be more pronounced. Adam stands at the head of humanity, turned against God and turned into himself. United to Adam, we share his fate. If it were not for that one mediator, Jesus Christ, who gave himself as a ransom for all. He is the one who has purchased and won all of Adam's children, not with gold, not with silver, but with his own blood shed for us. Indeed, the gift is not like the trespass, for in Christ Jesus there is grace upon grace, blessings heaped upon blessings. In Christ there is an abundance of mercy, which covers our trespass. In Christ, it is not death, but life that reigns. For Jesus is the King of righteousness. We are no longer under the reign of sin and death, cowering under God's wrath. We have another Lord, a new Lord, who rules over us with forgiveness and giving us reason to rejoice with new light, with new hope, new strength, new powers. In Christ, you have another destiny, righteousness and resurrection to life everlasting. Thanks be to God. Amen.